Stealing, like adultery, can be described as a form of greed. Is stealing ever justified? Desperation can provide a powerful motive. Is it a different form of lust, for sensation or excitement, even for the fear of being found out? When we regularly indulge this impulse, it easily becomes a habit of our heart. We can quite easily get to the point that it stops being on our radar of what's right or wrong. And different people will draw different lines. In regarding some things as perks from hotels or work, by using the language of borrowing rather than stealing, we set aside the astonishing truth that everything we have, everyone we have loved, the unique mix of our own life experience and all our possessions, all of it, is a gift from God. How we feel about commandments often depends on our personality and experience. Some of us are generally rule keepers and some of us are rule breakers. Reflecting on our whole life experience is vital in developing our own relationship with God, not least because it's in our mistakes that we lose a measure of control. In dealing with those mistakes, even when they're made willfully, God can communicate more powerfully than when we're all sorted out. Although they might feel like it sometimes, I don't think these commandments are impersonal instructions shouted at us from far away. They're a firm and friendly arm around the shoulder. This is how to live. Do this. They're signposts indicating a path towards a deep, loving and generous realization of the struggles that are part of the human condition. As the profound French expression has it, to know all is to forgive all. These commandments, to which we have to return time and time again, every day, every hour sometimes, assure us that there is integrity in attempting the journey at all. And they encourage us to know that we're loved and accepted by God in Christ exactly as we are, but are loved too much to be left that way.